Joining us to talk about some safety in this kind of weather is our fire chief from East Dallas, Bill DeKed. How are you, my friend?
Oh, staying warm.
Staying warm, exactly. And we've got a few things we want to talk about. One of them, though, before we get started is in terms of staying warm, I know when we get weather like this, a lot of folks start turning on those portable heaters, and that can lead to a lot of fires, can it?
Yes, it can. Yes, it causes fires if they have combustibles too close, and also there's a problem with carbon monoxide.
Yeah, both of those. So be safe with those, but we wanted to talk on a couple of other issues to remember especially when we get as much snow as we did earlier this week.
That's right. Let's talk about fire hydrants first, Kevin. The people that have a fire hydrant close to their house obviously know where it is. Some of those are actually buried under the snow. If they could clear out around those, around 3 feet, and make a path out to the road, if we have a fire there, that would save us a lot of time.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So remember that. If you got a fire hydrant out in front of your place, make sure it is the snow has been removed. So what else do we got, Bill?
Well, let's talk a minute about gas meters and vents on high-efficiency furnaces. Mm. Let's start with a gas meter. Most of us think that's just a thing on the side of your house that you never have to look at. They come once a month and read it, and that's all there is to it. But if the snow's around there, or if the water drips down, maybe at the weekend they're saying it might get up to 40,
right,
Water starts to run off. Those can actually malfunction and overpressurize, sending too much gas into the house. So take a look at that meter, make sure that it's not covered in snow, and that it's not, if it does warm up this weekend, make sure the water is not dripping and freezing on that meter.
Good idea. So fire hydrants and gas meters, and what else do we need to be on the lookout for?
Okay, one more thing. Mm-hmm. With high-efficiency furnaces, we used to have chimneys that went way up in the house. Now with those, they just have some PVC pipe that runs out the side of the house. If the snow covers that vent, the carbon monoxide then goes into the house, causing dangerous conditions. So make sure the vent is clear around those high-efficiency furnaces.
Yeah, just use a little extra caution when the weather is like what we've been having over the past week or so. Leave yourself a little extra time to make sure it's all done properly, and make it easier for you guys, too, when we get temperatures like this. Not easy to have to go out on a call when we're talking 17, 18 below zero.
That's right. I remember a number of years ago we had a house fire, and we got there and the hydrant was buried, and the fire chief from Dearborn has a cottage up here, and he was furiously shoveling out that hydrant for us. So that was appreciated, but the time to do it is before the fire starts.
No doubt about it. Bill, thank you for giving us some timely reminders there, and anytime you got anything on your mind, feel free to give us a call.
Well, thank you, Kevin.